Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who soared and swooped through the sky. Her name was Thokozile. Thokozile grew up in Zambia's capital city of Lusaka. In this big city, trees lined the dusty streets. Cars roared and honked their way from one end to the other. And the dark silhouettes of birds flitted across the bright afternoon sky. Thokozile's parents told her that if she studied hard and went to university, she could do almost anything. But still, she wasn't sure exactly what she wanted to do with her life. Thokozile's strong-willed aunt, Diza Mumbi, told her to aim high and higher. Diza was an airline pilot. Even in the late 1990s, when Thokozile was growing up, there weren't many women pilots flying commercial planes. Thokozile admired her aunt. She imagined Tiza piloting huge metal beasts through fluffy clouds and thunderstorms, their wings sparkling in the bright sunlight. And Thokozile wondered what it would feel like to hold the control wheel, to move the aircraft with a single touch and feel the plane shift up or bank from left to right. When Thokozile fell asleep, she dreamed of soaring. I'm Refilwe Ledwaba, and this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Thokozile Muamba, the first female fighter pilot in the Zambian Air Force and an outspoken advocate against cyberbullying. As Thokozile got older, her path ahead still seemed unclear. While other kids dreamed of being firefighters, teachers, doctors, or farmers, Thokozile's vision remained cloudy. Her father was a banker, and in school, Thokozile was a whiz at math. So sometimes, Thokozile wondered if she should go to university and become a banker too. But Togozile's heart wasn't in it. So instead, when she got older, she decided to study mathematics. Maybe she could become a maths professor, she thought. It sounded like a good job. And Thokozile liked the idea of being a role model. Thokozile's parents were excited about her new plan, and she wanted to make them proud. Yet, in Thokozile's heart, she knew she wasn't passionate about becoming a professor. She wasn't even really passionate about mathematics. She was good at it, and sometimes it was fun, but still, something was missing. At university, Thokozile studied every day and every night, hoping that one day her calling might become clearer. As Thokozile scribbled out answers to mathematics problems, her dreams of soaring through the air sometimes came back to her. Then one day, she saw an advertisement for the Zambian Air Force. Thokozile liked a challenge, and she wanted to serve her country. In her ears, she heard the roar of jets. The thought came to her suddenly, I want to be a pilot. She thought about her aunt's stories and the big metal beast in the sky. She saw herself helmeted and in a cockpit, strapped in, zooming through the clouds. Her heart filled with excitement. But when Thokozile told her parents, they were not as excited as she was. They told her she needed to finish her degree, to wait. Yet Thokozile finally knew what she wanted. So she filled out an application to join the Zambian Air Force. Thokozile did not just want to be any pilot, though. She wanted to be a fighter pilot. But though women had flown in the Zambian military since 1993, no women had ever become a fighter pilot. By the 2010s, though, the Zambian Air Force wanted to change that. They recognized the inequalities between men and women in the military. For example, the fact that there were so many more male pilots than female ones. Still, at that time, a Zambian woman becoming a fighter pilot was unheard of. In fact, it almost seemed impossible. But Thokozile believed that you have to fight for what you want. And she was prepared to do the hard work and to fight for her new dream. After submitting her application, Thokozile took tests and had interviews. At one recruitment interview, Thokozile sat across from a man in a cleanly pressed Air Force uniform. Her nervousness felt like lightning shooting through her body. Are you aware of what it takes to be a fighter pilot? The interviewer asked Thokozile in a grave voice. It is not an easy task, but one that is supersonic. Thokozile took a deep breath and answered in a clear and steady voice. All I want is to be a fighter pilot and fly a fighter aircraft one day, she said. At that, the interviewer nodded and jotted down some notes. After that, Thokozile went home and waited and waited. Even though she felt like the interview had gone well, she was afraid her application would be rejected and her new dream lost forever. Then one day, she finally received the good news. She had been selected as an officer candidate for the Zambian Air Force, or the ZAF. So in 2012, Thokozile joined the ZAF. She went to basic training like all the other military members. She had to train her body and mind to be strong, quick, and work with others as a team. Then she went to flying training school. She learned every details about the military planes. She studied flying techniques and aerobatics. She learned so much from her instructors. As the day approached for her first flight, her heart raced and her palms were sweaty. Thokozile zipped on her green pilot's uniform, making sure every detail was exactly right. She put on her helmet, got in the plane, and strapped herself in. As she taxied on the runway, her heartbeat steadied. She had studied and learned and trained for this moment every day since joining the Air Force. She knew exactly what she was doing. Her plane picked up speed as it tore down the runway's dark surface. Thokozile was pushed back against her seat. And then, as she pulled on the control stick, her plane swooped above the ground and shot into the sky. This time, the soup in Thokozile's belly was one of joy. And her racing heart wasn't from nerves, but excitement. Thokozile's plane parted the cloud as she soared through the air. And as she turned the plane, sunbeams glittered on its wings. When she finally landed, Thokozile was smiling from ear to ear. Eventually, Thokozile was named the best pilot student in the flying category at her school. And on these and other merits, she was selected to fly fighter aircraft alongside her male counterparts. After years of training, in 2017, Thokozile Muwamba was awarded the rank of lieutenant and became Zambia's first female fighter pilot. Zambian newspapers celebrated her achievements, and the news of her success spread like wildfire across social media. Thokozile knew her accomplishment was a big deal, but she told reporters that the airplane doesn't care if she's a woman or a man. Thokozile's name was plastered across headlines. She was cheered in blog posts and interviewed for news shows. But fame had a price. Although many people said nice things about her, sometimes Thokozile saw nasty comments online. Some people said women shouldn't be pilots. Others made fun of her or commented on her looks. And still, others said she could never have achieved her accomplishment on her own, that she must have had special treatment. These comments made Thokozile both sad and mad. But she knew she wasn't alone. She often saw negative comments online whenever a woman achieved something great. And Thokozile was fed up. So she decided to do something about it.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see ifs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten ifs with their kids. If is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Thokozile became an ambassador for Cyber Hygiene Zambia, a non-profit organization that works to end cyberbullying. Thokozile spoke out about her negative experiences online, and she encouraged Zambians to treat each other with kindness and respect, both in person and on social media. It was a message Thokozile longed for the whole world to hear. So one day, her organization came up with a plan. Thokozile and 9 colleagues would have a walkathon to raise awareness about this important issue. They made plans and charted routes. And then they announced the challenge that these 10 people would undertake. In early 2021, they would walk from Lusaka all the way to Livingstone. That's 300 miles. One day, in the middle of the journey, Thokozile's phone rang. It was a number she didn't recognize. When she held the phone to her ear, she got the biggest surprise of her life. It was the Zambian president. He told her he was proud of her. "I think you're inspirational," he said. And while he couldn't join the walk, he promised to send them food, water, and other supplies to show his support. When Thokozile hung up, she squealed with delight. It was just the encouragement she needed to keep going. Finally, after about 2 weeks of walking, Thokozile and her friends arrived in Livingstone to cheering crowds. There, they spoke out about cyberbullying and encouraged other Zambians, and especially young people, to do the same. Thokozile even got to meet the president. Thokozile's body was tired, but her heart was so full. Thokozile Muwamba broke barriers by becoming Zambia's first female fighter pilot. Today, Captain Muwamba dreams of a future where more women will have the courage and support to become fighter pilots just like her. And when that happens, she hopes to be a role model for them and maybe even help train them. And on the way to that goal, Thokozile might just achieve a new dream: to become the first female Zambian Air Force commander. What about you, rebels? Do your dreams sometimes seem so pie in the sky that they might be impossible? If so, whenever you get discouraged, think of Thokozile's words. "If you're passionate about something, don't hesitate," she said. "Impossibilities can be made possible as long as one is determined to attain one's goal."
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls and is based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced by Camille Stennis. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. This episode was written by Alexis Stratton and fact-checked by Joe Radigan. Executive producer is Katie Springer. Haley Dapkus is our production manager. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Bar Jockey. A big thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this show possible. For more, visit rebelgirls.com. And if you like what you heard, don't forget to rate and review this episode and share it with your friends. Until next time, stay Rebel!
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.